Now, our pleasure to welcome Jody Farr from the Wackman Observatory and more directly the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. Hey, Jody.
Good morning.
Hi. Good to have you here again. You've got some star parties coming up, a chance to look at stars and solar events. But before we give the details on that, tell us a bit about the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh.
Well, we're an organization that's existed for about 85 years in the Pittsburgh area. Was put together by some folks who were keenly interested in the skies way back when. And currently we've got about 300 members, and we've got two observatories in the area, the one in Deer Lakes Park, Wagman Observatory, and one down in Finleyville at Mingo Creek Park. And so we'd like to staff those and show the public what they can see if Mother Nature will play nice.
Do you find that people are showing more interest in the skies lately? I do. I seem, as I talk, especially with teens and younger adults, that there's quite a bit of interest.
Oh, yes, significant interest. Lots of folks are keenly interested in looking up at the sky. Of recent interest in the last few years has been all of the satellites, the Starlink satellites and such that go overhead. A lot of people interested in watching those go by, and we enjoy pointing those out when we find them.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to meet other people, too. You're focused both on the same thing, literally, looking up at the sky, and just a low-key way. And both observatories are in great locations to make this all possible. So what are some of the special dates that you would like to call attention to? There's quite a few, and we've linked to your website to make sure people can get to them. But which ones might you like to spotlight?
Well, we put on one or two public star parties a month from usually April to November. At Wagman coming up soon, we have the one on the 13th and one on the 27th of September. So come on up and check us out. I believe that Mingo down south has one on the 18th and 19th of September, something like that. Our website is actually down this morning, so I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Yeah, I was just trying to bring it up. But yep. I have the schedule for Wackman,
yes,
which is September 13th at 5:30. Yes. The 27th, yep, at 5, the 11th at 4:30 of October, and October 25th at 4:30. And then there's some right beyond that, too. But it's really well laid out. It's 3ap.org. And it's a great website, actually. I was on it yesterday, and it'll come back with all of those dates. Can you learn more about if you want to purchase equipment or simply become more skilled at looking upwards? Are there folks at the star parties that can help you do that?
Oh, absolutely. At every one of these star parties, the members of the club will also show up with their personal equipment. It wouldn't be a stretch to say we'd have 20 or 30 other telescopes on the field. And the folks who operate them are always very knowledgeable and very willing to let folks check them out, even operate them sometimes. And so, lots of good folks there that you can learn from. If you even have a passing interest in the sky, I think you'll come away from one of our events with a desire to actually get one and try it yourself.
Well, here is a great way. We're not quite there yet, but soon, as the days start getting shorter, there's going to be more night sky to enjoy, and even before the sun sets, there's things to take a look at, too. And doing so with the Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh is a great way to do it. I'm sure the website will be up again before not too long, 3ap.org. Anything else you'd like to mention, Jody?
No, just that everybody's welcome. We'd love to have you out for an event and stop on out and say hello.
Thanks. I appreciate you being here, as always. Thanks so much. That's Jody Farr from the Amateur Astronomy. That's a tongue twister, isn't it? The Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. Good that we're not in Ashtabula. That would make it even worse. The Amateur Astronomers Association of Ashtabula. That would be tough.